AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. NHL player Johnny Gaudreau and his younger brother were killed by a suspected drunk driver. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
New Jersey State Police say Johnny Gaudreau of the Columbus Blue Jackets and his brother Matthew were cycling on a road when they were hit from behind by a man driving an SUV in the same direction. They were pronounced dead at the scene. Police say the driver, 43-year-old Sean Higgins, was trying to pass two other vehicles. He's being held on several charges, including two counts of death by auto. According to the criminal complaint, Higgins told a responding officer he had five or six beers prior to the accident and admitted to consuming alcohol while driving. The Gaudreau brothers were supposed to be groomsmen at their sister's wedding today in Philadelphia. Johnny Gaudreau, known as Johnny Hockey, played 11 seasons in the NHL, becoming one of the league's top players and a fan favorite across North America. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, two former Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against former Trump attorney and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, asked a court to award them the cash-strapped Giuliani's apartment and other property as they wrap up efforts to collect on a staggering debt. They also want some of Giuliani's prized New York Yankees memorabilia, including three World Series rings and a signed Joe DiMaggio shirt. World Health Organization Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus thinks the ongoing mpox outbreaks in Africa will be stopped in the next 6 months.
The manufacturers of the two vaccines submitted their applications for emergency use listing last Friday, the 23rd of August, and we're working to review those applications as fast as possible.
A convicted killer captured last year after 2 weeks on the run in Pennsylvania's rolling farmlands has pleaded guilty to escape and burglary charges. This is AP News. A milestone at the Paralympics.
Zakia Kudadadi has made history at the Paris 2024 Paralympics by becoming the first athlete from the refugee Paralympic team to win a medal, a bronze in the women's Taekwondo 47-kilogram category. When the final buzzer sounded at the Grand Palais in Central Palace, Kudadadi erupted in joy, throwing her helmet and mouthpiece into the air. Born without a forearm, she began practicing Taekwondo in secret at age 11 in a hidden gym in her hometown of Herat, Western Afghanistan. Following the rise of the Taliban in 2021, she was evacuated from the country. She settled in Paris and was later offered the opportunity to compete with the refugee team at the Paris 2024 Paralympics. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Defending champ Coco Gauff came back to beat Elena Svitolina to reach the fourth round of the U.S. Open in New York. Gauff managed to turn things around and win after losing the opening set. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.